Good morning. It's 8:51.
No sooner are we complaining about frost, we could get temperatures over the weekend that get up to 70 degrees. So what do? As we try to keep our plants ready for all of this, Mike McGrath, our WTOP garden editor, joins us. Mike, I guess we're not going to take the stuff we've brought in and put it back out. What should we be doing?
Taking off work on Monday and sitting out and getting a suntan. What do you think we should?
Oh, great idea.
If there was a shore, we could go down to it, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah, good point.
One thing that we can do, I'm hearing from people who had their lawns dug up when power lines were repaired or heavy equipment had to be moved over the lawn. I lost a big Norway spruce in the storm, so I have a lot of tire tracks in my backyard. This warm weather is going to be the last chance to sow grass seed. So if you have that kind of damage, make sure you get a big load of compost. I would even go with well-aged horse manure at this point because it'll have a little bit of residual heat to it.
Well, the neighbors will love that.
No, it doesn't have any smell once it's completely composted, but it's still a little bit warmer than regular compost would be.
That's yours, Corey.
And so it's straight from the horses. So.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
Sow your seed in it. Keep it wet, and there's a trick you can do. You can buy, in any big garden center, you can buy what are called floating row covers. You see pictures of these things on the lettuce fields in California. It's little white blankets over top of the crops to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they allow air and water through and sunlight through, but they trap a little heat underneath. So they can take the soil back to September, for instance, and that heat that we're going to get over the next 3 days, these row covers can trap it and keep it in the soil, and they can germinate grass seed that otherwise would just sit there because the soil isn't quite warm enough. But this is the last shot. This is the last chance to repair a lawn that got damaged from the storm cleanup.
What about plants and shrubbery? Any chance they'll be fooled by the warm weather into coming out of dormancy?
Absolutely. Wasn't it just last year we had the false bloom on the cherry blossoms? That can happen anytime we get this roller coaster weather. And it's really the reason I'm always urging people to plant new spring bulbs later in the season rather than earlier, because they can be fooled and come up, and then the spring show is ruined. So if you think you've been waiting too long to plant your spring bulbs, you've actually moved up to the top of the class.
All right, we'll let you get to that manure, Mike. Thanks so much.
I got to pile it up now. Come on.
All right, WTOP garden editor, Mike McGrath.